Hi, welcome. This is Dr. John DeMartini. This is one of the most amazing and inspiring shows that you can listen into. If you want to be on the edge of your seats, if you want to open up your heart, if you want to expand your mind, and you want to meet incredible people, stay tuned because you're just about to experience a transformative radio show that will change your life. And you're listening to the Dr. Pat Show is coming up right next.
Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. Talk radio to thrive by. Powerful, inspiring, and coming to you live, bringing you stories of people like you and me busting through and living life full out. Get ready to dare to wonder what your life would be like if you knew you could not fail. Hey, everybody. Yep. Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. I'm still getting myself organized here. Just trying to get in the old seat.
Couldn't tell.
Get things. We were just
because we put the plug underneath
Kathy
the counter.
And I were just having like a, it was hard to get to the plug today.
So hard to find that sucker.
Well,
don't.
Look for, okay.
No.
So look, for a guy thing, here's the thing. You don't think about what we wear. Right? So if you're wearing pants, it's not a big deal.
Well, that's a start. Thank
but
you
if you're
for
not
pants
wearing
today.
Pants,
yes. No.
Right? Like my guest is not.
It's true.
And I'm under the counter. And you know what I'm saying?
I
it
hear
was like
excuses.
An awkward moment right there.
I hear
it was
excuse.
Like a really awkward moment.
There was no
right
awkward
there.
Moment.
It was awkward for me. I
You've
had
known
like,
her long
Kathy
enough. She should be very comfortable with this.
She's looking at me and I'm saying, okay, I'm just trying. I got to put the plug in. Okay. I got to put the plug in. Yeah.
She's like, what are you talking about?
Right. There we go.
And you're like, well, let me explain. At the break, which is right.
That's why I said to you, whoever put that plug where it is, that has got to be a guy thing.
Thank you very much.
It's
I take full
be.
Responsibilities in placing I mean, yeah. that plug where it was. For that, I give myself an applause. You're
Man.
Welcome. You're welcome. You are
Man.
Welcome.
I don't know. I would not have put it there. Not to mention, thank goodness Dr. Thane is our chiropractor. You know, that I have to go get a chiropractic adjustment by putting the plug in and out.
It's a very functional spot right there.
Oh, my goodness.
It needs to be for a reason. You can blame Valerie, too. She helped me put it down there.
I'm going to take a picture of that and put it on Facebook.
Go for it.
I'm
going to
let all the listeners weigh in on this.
I'm going to like it, by the way.
Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show, everybody. Welcome to the show. Yeah, we're just warming up a little bit. It's great to have you here. Katya Defani is joining us here today. I love the topic we've picked. We've got a great lineup for you. We've got some fabulous giveaways. And by the way, I just left my chiropractor, so I was able to master that old plug really just
See?
Almost in one shot.
It was just kind of a test.
Not to
Making
mention.
Making sure he did his thing.
Okay, not to mention. All right, not to mention, mm-hmm. you can't even see under that table.
Again,
you can't even
functional.
See where the plug goes, right? So first I have to feel the plug. So one of these days, right, I'm going to get electrocuted.
No, you'll be thankful because you're using a sense you probably have missed for a while, and you're getting it back by doing that.
That's so true,
You have
though.
To focus,
He's so
Pat.
True. He's so true about
see?
That.
See? It's all about function.
You're
I don't see where
the,
I have to sway myself
sense,
anymore.
The sense of touch.
Oh, my God.
Yes.
That's it.
It's important.
The sense of touch.
Yes.
Wow. Katya, I'm very glad you backed up there for a little bit.
The sense of touch for her is very important.
Well, you know.
In her line of work, it absolutely is. This is no joke.
It is good. Welcome, everybody. Welcome
Serious.
To the show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By. And, you know, this is a great show. We're actually going to be talking about something that I love to talk about. You know, as a very young child, it was so important for all of us growing up with grandma. I mean, you just have to imagine this, you know, being in an Italian family and being in the kitchen with your grandma and, you know, and watching some of the things that would just get cooked. My grandpa, believe it or not, in the Bronx actually had a garden, an herb garden. And, you know, you think about this, how did he have this herb garden in the Bronx? Well, what he did was he brought the skills and the tools and the things he learned from Italy on how to grow herbs and other things in very small, tight spaces. And so I got to experience, I think, what do we call those now, Katya? You know, those gardens that we see in different levels or late. Yeah. Yeah. It's sort of like the terrace gardens you see now. I kind of grew up with. Now, they weren't all fancy-dancy like you probably see now. But, you know, what they were is it's just amazing array of fabulous herbs and vegetables and things that he grew from his experience as a boy, you know, growing up in Italy, and some of the things he learned how to do and do fresh. Now, if you live on the East Coast, you know that, you know, contrary to what you may be thinking about here, when you live in on the East Coast, like the Bronx or New Jersey or places like that, you know, there really is a longer summer than you think. As a matter of fact, due to climate warming, I will say this, due to climate warming, it has been 70 degrees in Chicago and New Jersey now Woo! For like a month.
Yeah.
But
a little excited.
But I'm not saying.
Something to look forward to.
I'm not saying that we have any climate
there?
Warming issue.
I just
not
want it to be
saying.
Really hot here.
Right.
Summer.
I'm hearing you.
I'm
right.
missing it.
Yeah. I'm not saying. I mean, the phenomenon we had the other day where it was snowing and thundering and lightning at the same time. I'm not saying that's weird.
That might be tonight, by the way. Just to let you know.
Snowing, thunder, and lightning. Mm-hmm. Where does that happen? Seattle. But today, we're going to take you.
Everyone come visit Seattle.
The
WBLQ, just not right now.
Yeah.
The WBLQ people that are, you know, picking up the show, they're like, oh, my God, we are like right.
Weirdos.
We're right on the water. We're right on the Atlantic.
You got everything.
We have the ocean down the street and the sun is shining. And by the way, we have sunrise every day. Well, we have beautiful sunsets here. Today, one of the things that you'll get to experience is what does it mean to cook with herbs? Herbs from around the world. If you're interviewing Olivia Newton-John, she says herbs. So I don't know how it's said. Katya is going to tell us. She is an herbalist and the founder of Urban Wellness, a retail shop in Kirkland. But she can send out whatever you need to wherever you are. All you have to do is give her a call. But more than that, you know, she studied nutrition, whole foods perspectives, whole system perspectives. Her classes are phenomenal. She not only will help you create the kind of healing ability from herbs and other things that you can absolutely amazing use on every part of your body. But one of the things that she does is she teaches you how to make them yourself. And so today we actually are going to give away two vouchers for classes at Urban Wellness, and you can choose the class. So there you go. We've got a bunch of these going on. So we're talking about cooking with herbs. Now, one of the things that we don't do very well these days is we forget what fresh herbs are all about, that we can actually use them, and we don't have to buy them like in a bag that's in a box of something else that we're going to cook. Katya, thank you for joining me here today. It's great to have you here.
Oh, thank you, Dr. Pat. It's really nice to be here.
So this topic, cooking with herbs, I mean, why is this important? Because right now, you know, we have a real issue in our country around processed food, mm-hmm. and we sort of lost touch with what an herb really is mm-hmm. and how we use them.
Yeah. So I really like this topic because it sort of highlights how herbs can be used in food for flavor, but they also, herbs have this ability to be food and medicine or help support health in the body in certain ways, and they can be enjoyed. So not only can you like add things like oregano and thyme and rosemary and all these things that we're very familiar with and know and love and garlic and onions and things like that, but in other parts of the world, it's even, you know, other spices and other culinary flavors are incorporated too that have a lot of healing benefits. So we may use them, but like you just pointed out, like a lot of our food in the standard American diet is actually very bland. It's very processed. It doesn't have a lot of flavor to it, really, if you step back and look at it and compare it to other cuisines around the world. And also it's like you just said, that we've lost that connection to using like the fresh herbs from our gardens or buying them in little amounts fresh and using them in our food for certain health benefits. And so we've forgotten that oregano actually has some really potent antibacterial properties.
Right.
And so does thyme. And thyme is actually really great for easing coughing and spasming of the lungs. And it can help reduce yeast in the body. And then rosemary is excellent. Circulatory, anti-inflammatory, antioxidant. It's really anti-cancer and antioxidant, and they've shown it to be one of the most effective against degenerative brain diseases like
wow.
Alzheimer's,
wow.
dementia. So even though you're not using them in huge quantities in your food, still, you know, these herbs traditionally were probably used to help keep food from spoiling maybe, but also because they were around and that's what was available and they have these really intense flavors. So it's like they have these dual purposes, and I always like to remind people that there's ways you can add these things to your diet in ways that just become a pattern or a habit in your daily life rather than something that's like a burden or extra that you have to do. So if you enjoy cooking especially, but there's things you can do, like make really nice herb broths that you can use as a base for lots of things, where you put in your onions and your garlic and your oregano and your thyme and your turmeric and mushrooms and make these really lovely broths and then use them as a base for cooking your rice in and cooking your beans and making your stews and soups. And so there's ways of getting those flavors and herbs in there. And I like to point out, even though if you have, you're kind of deficient and need to amp up your body and need more therapeutic use of herbs, you may think, oh, those little amounts aren't that significant, right? Like, how can you get enough in your food? And sometimes it's true. You might not be able to if you need a specific therapeutic action. But part of the reason that turmeric, for example, became this huge herb that's known throughout the world now is because in, and I always forget this word, and it's not coming to me right now, but when they've done like the global studies or studies of different cultures,
right,
so called like ethno, anyway, right, they were like, they noticed in Southeast Asia and India, there were lower rates of cancer and inflammatory diseases.
Right.
And so they started looking at the foods they were eating on a consistent basis. And turmeric, I mean, they're really not eating that much of it per day, right? But it's in all their curries.
But they're eating it every day.
They use it every day.
Right.
Exactly. In small amounts, but right, it was having a significant impact on the body. And so they kind of honed in on turmeric and started studying it. But a lot of the other herbs that are in curries are also very health beneficial. So fenugreek, cumin, coriander, cardamom.
Right.
All these fantastic spices, you know, that were actually imported into England and the West a long time ago because of food spoilage and because of bland food, to really give it spice and kick. So,
well, you know, part of this is, I mean, growing up for me, we'll take a short break. When we come back, we'll talk about this more. You know, growing up, you grow up in a poor family, you know, poor, you know, you're not going to go out and buy the best of everything. And what my grandparents were really masterful at doing was taking water, adding herbs to it, and calling it soup.
Mm.
I mean, you know, I mean, you're drinking this and it's soup, but it's how masterful they became at doing that. You know, and part of it is, you know, we grew up in, and the word that you gave me is infused. Mm-hmm. We grew up with olive oil from Italy. I don't know how it fell off the truck. From Italy, and, you know, seasoned with garlic, with just all sorts of things. And they were always fresh and you could always see them.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I want to talk with you when we come back about the difference between dried and fresh, mm-hmm, if there is, mm-hmm, any. Katya Defani, yes, joining us here today. We've got great, great things to get you involved in, and her classes are great. So we're going to give away two vouchers. When we come back, cooking with herbs from around the world. Do you know what they are? And do you know how to get them? Stay tuned. We'll be right back with the Dr. Pat Show.
My old friend, a chance to share old memories, play her songs again. When I got to the garden party, they all knew.
Holistic Medical Center is where you find it all. A healthy space with doctors who care, see, and listen to the whole you. Hi, this is Dr. Darvish. If you have not found an answer to your chronic symptoms, you will find answers here at Holistic Medical Center. Our doctors find the root cause of your symptoms and guide your body towards healing naturally. We transform lives from within. Visit drdarvish.com or call 425-451-0404.
Kathy is in, and she's ready to see you now.
Licensed psychotherapist Kathy DeBono is bringing her practice to the airwaves of talk radio, offering her unique brand of intuitive advice. Therapy has never been such a good time.
From self-discovery to relationships, communication to coming out.
Kathy's compassion runs deep, but her tough love will help you bang down the doors to your authentic self. Tune in, listen, learn, and laugh. Traditional therapy is out, but Kathy is in. The Kathy DeBono Show, every Tuesday at noon, Pacific Standard Time.
Hi, Katya here from Urban Wellness, your local herb shop, with your herbal tip of the week. Mushrooms. Worth paying attention to, traditional use as well as modern research has shown that many mushrooms can enhance immune health and boast an array of other useful properties. These include anti-cancer and anti-tumor effects. Add medicinally valuable mushrooms such as shiitake, maitake, and reishi to soups, rice, beans, and other foods, or take in liquid extract form or powdered in capsules. Thanks for tuning in to my Herbal Tip of the Week. Come see us at 103 Lake Street South in Kirkland, Washington, or online at urbanwellness.net.
Have you asked your dentist about periodontal disease? Three out of four adults in Seattle unknowingly suffer from this painless but progressive infection caused by bacterial plaque. If not carefully treated, these bacteria can infect your gums, deteriorating the tissue and causing tooth loss. At Pacific Northwest Periodontics and Implant Dentistry, we offer a different kind of patient experience, providing the highest level of perio care within a relaxing environment. After a thorough examination, our doctors will take the time to understand your needs, address your concerns, and review a variety of treatment options with you. Our goal is to work with you to ensure the integrity of your dental health. Don't allow periodontal disease to take your teeth. Call Pacific Northwest Periodontics at 206-575-1086 to schedule an appointment. Or to learn more about periodontics, visit us online at pnwperio.com.
Saskia Rowell, the international soul guide who has followed her soul from Hong Kong and Africa to America. Saskia cracks open the lives of her clients and brings their soul's purpose to life. Are you stuck in a life that doesn't work? Go to yoursoulguidance.com for your 21-day roadmap to the life you secretly dream about, absolutely free. Discover surprising truths about your soulmate, talents, blocks, and more. Now is the time. Go to yoursoulguidance.com.
In an octopus's garden in the shade.
That is a bit old school. There we go.
I figured we'd go under the water for a different type of garden.
Which album was that on? Do we know?
Beatles. 67 to 70.
It's not the White Album, though.
I don't know what
album. Okay. Well, I think I've mentioned before how much I love seaweeds.
There you go.
Sea vegetables. It's the underwater garden. There we go.
What do you call seaweed? Seaweed is a vegetable.
Sea vegetables.
I just had some yesterday. It's yummy.
Because the whole word weed, you know, whatever. It's
What is that?
Well, I mean, obviously people associate it with pot. But then also just weeds, you know, like thinking, oh, it's an unwanted plant, right? Something you pull out of your garden and toss away or whatever. So it's like.
So is marijuana an herb?
Absolutely.
I actually have some friends that think it is.
Well, it's one of many. I feel like people who are way into using pot forget that there's other ones that are really beneficial.
Yeah,
as well.
Exactly.
They get honed in on the one.
Yeah, exactly.
So it's kind of not very holistic.
Well, you know, part of this is it's really interesting, you know, what we're learning about herbs. And this is such a hot topic right now. Just as a sidebar, I thought of you yesterday.
You did.
I couldn't believe it. There was like an ad on TV for a supplement that had astragalus root in it.
Oh.
I almost passed out.
Like on mainstream TV?
Mainstream TV. Goodness. I'm like, what? Like people would even know that. If they listen to the show, they've heard you talk about it.
Yeah.
But if you're watching The Voice or something, I don't know that people would get that.
I know. It sounds exotic, maybe. Though.
It does. Well, you know, let's talk about some of these herbs from around the world. But before we do, I think it's really good for you to tell folks about the classes so that we can open up the phone lines and give away two vouchers for them.
Okay. Yeah, that's a good segue. A lot of my classes are on skincare, making your own herbal products. And I've certainly had a good number of classes that focus on herbs and food and how to incorporate herbs into your daily life and into your routine, if that's your thing, for sure. And I just taught one last weekend on digestive health and herbs for digestive health, which was really interesting and great. It was more like it was a smaller group. So it was a nice group discussion we got to have, and people could really bring forward what was troubling them and going on for them. And we have some coming up on radiant skin from the inside out. So one focusing on how to have healthy skin based on how you deal with your internal self. So liver, kidneys, minerals, all the things you can do to really support your skin internally. And then there's one that's it could be a two-part class where you do topically how to, you know, take care of and nourish your skin. So you can find my classes on my website, urbanwellness.net. So that's Herban Wellness, H-E-R-B-A-N wellness.net. And there's a class link, and I have all my classes listed through April. May and June will be up soon.
They're fun. It's fun to take these classes now.
Yeah.
It's really fun.
They've been really popular, and I really enjoy teaching them. I really enjoy getting people excited about using herbs in their daily life and going home and making things with them, or even just being more educated and more empowered to use them. A lot of times people after the class want to just buy a product that's pre-made. They don't really even want to go home and make it, which I find interesting, but now they know like about the different ingredients. They know what to look for. They have a better awareness
right.
of what these ingredients in there are being used for and which ones are necessary and which ones aren't when they're reading a label. So that's really helpful for a lot of people because it can be a very overwhelming world when you start getting into natural,
yes.
using things naturally on your skin or in your body. So that's part of why I love teaching classes is it gets people's hands in it, gets people engaged in it, and then they really can understand how to go about it, even if it's knowing that they can just come in with me and I'll walk them through it. They don't have to figure it out on their own or try to find it in their own herb books or whatever. I can be a resource for them. So again, that's urbanwellness.net and the class link. So I'm going to give away 2 vouchers today. And I realized from last month that I didn't contact the people who won the vouchers. I have your emails and I will contact you. And you can call in actually anytime and schedule a class for those 2 that won last month. But I just wanted to put it out there again, 2 more people to win class vouchers. And they can take any class at my shop.
Oh, they're fun.
Yeah. And there's one coming up that's really cool, too, because when we talk about herbs from around the world, this will segue nicely. We talk about a lot of herbs coming from India, which are from the Ayurvedic tradition, which
right.
is the Indian system of medicine.
Right.
And I have a class coming up taught by a wonderful Ayurvedic practitioner, and Gwen Nagano. She's taught a couple classes at my shop over the years. She's really fantastic and loves sharing her knowledge of herbs and Ayurveda. And she's teaching a class on Sunday, April 8th, on the Ayurvedic approach to seasonal cleansing. So things you can do in your daily routine for a week or 2 weeks to really like get your body detoxed and get
oh
it,
my God, it's so important
ready
to do
for
that
spring,
now.
Kind of to like, you know, kind yeah. of dust off our body, so to speak, and get to move.
Dust it
move
off
forward.
From the inside out.
Yeah. So check that one out if you're interested. That should be a really good class. She's a great teacher, gives you lots of really good information. And so I'm always hosting other speakers and teachers as well, but I teach a wide variety of classes on a monthly basis and a continual basis as well. So.
The other thing that you do is, which I think is so fabulous, is that if somebody has an event
mm-hmm.
or something that they're planning,
mm-hmm.
you know, they could either schedule that through you or you can help them set it up in their own home. So
absolutely.
It's kind of a really fun thing to do.
That's true.
I really
done
love
that. Yeah.
That. Yeah. Because mm-hmm. I think people nowadays are really looking at how can I have more experiences with mm-hmm. my family and friends, mm-hmm. where it used to be, how can I buy them something? Mm-hmm. Now it's how can we have more experiences? And so, you know, when you can learn the kinds of things we're talking about today and have people come together and gather, it really is a very memorable mm-hmm. experience like I had for my birthday. I mean,
know.
That was
You're
just fabulous.
You're talking about that. Yeah,
it is.
Awesome. Yeah, I've definitely... I've hosted some team events, you know, through Microsoft and stuff at my shop, coming to like blend teas and learn about herbs, or we've done making lip balms and salves. Obviously, mostly women are interested in that, but still, it's like it's been really fun for the women who've been involved in it. Have just like been like, wow, this is so cool! I wouldn't have thought, and
yeah.
learned all this new information, and it's a nice way to bond as a group. I've also hosted like preteen birthday party kind of things where we made several products and they got to take some home.
They love that.
That was
teens,
really fun.
The teens really love it.
Yeah. I've gone to different groups and spoken. I've gone to, you know, gardeners meetings and stuff like that. So, I love to share my knowledge, and there's always ways to be creative about that and host events at my shop even. So.
Okay. So we have 2 vouchers to give away. And by the way, we'd also like to invite you, if you do call in and win the voucher, what is, you know, your favorite herb and what do you use it in?
There you
we'd
go.
Love
That'd
to get that
fun.
Information on air. You don't have to come on air unless you want to, but it would be really good for you to share, you know, some of the herbs that you use, some of the recipes you might have. And so we have 2 of these vouchers. We would love to give them away to the first 2 callers. And please let Brian know what your favorite herb is and what do you put it in. 1-800-930-2819. 1-800-930-2819. And also, we're taking your questions. You can do that in a couple of ways. You can also call in and get your question on here, win the voucher, of course. Or you can send us an instant message. Go to drpatlive.com, or you could go to transformationtalkradio.com. On the right-hand side, ask your question. But right now, we'd love to give away 2 of those vouchers, 1-800-930-2819. Okay, you know, cooking with herbs.
Yeah.
If you don't know what you're doing, right?
There's a lot of recipes out there.
There's a lot of recipes out there. But if you don't know what you're doing, I mean, I happen to grow up with a grandma mm-hmm. that, you know, we just got to watch her. Mm-hmm. I mean, we didn't know why. you know, why did she put the oil in first? Why, you know, why did she put the herbs in with the mm-hmm. with the vegetables and season them? There were a lot of things that we didn't mm-hmm. understand mm-hmm. about cooking, but all of us learned it, and so we do it. We don't actually know if we're doing this right.
Probably you are.
Yeah.
Because you followed, you know, by example and what they'd done forever.
Exactly.
And they probably had to pass down from their parents.
How true is it that, you know, you watch every cooking show in the world right now, and just about everybody out there says you've got to season with salt.
Mm.
Do you think that's true to bring out the best of the herbs?
Well, I definitely know. I mean, salt has a lot of beneficial properties, especially when you're using like a sea salt or something that's multi-minerals. You don't really want to use the iodized, you know, sodium chloride, just straight sodium chloride, because that doesn't really have any health benefit other than we do need sodium, you know,
right.
in our body, but we get it in other sources. So the trace mineral sea salts, like the, you know, real salt or sea salts of the all different varieties you can find out there, the Himalayan pink salt, those all have a variety of nutrients and minerals, and those are alkaline in the body, which is really great because we tend to have a more acidic diet. And salt definitely brings out the flavor as long as it's not overdone and kind of dominates the flavors. It also brings out a little bit of sweetness in food, which is why it's used in breads and stuff like that. Just a little bit will bring out kind of the sweet flavor when you cook your grains. So yeah, I mean, salt's wonderful. It just can be overused. And there's certainly a lot of really nice products out there that have done like herbal salts, quote unquote, where they either have a little bit of salt and lots of different herbs, or they
exactly.
mix things like seaweeds, like kelp or dulse or things like that with herbs, so that you get a little of that salty flavor from the seaweeds, which naturally have it, but you're not like over salting your food. So that's a nice way to do it. And then as far as fresh and dry, I think it's whatever you have access to. The thing about fresh herbs is they have a water content to them. So you might have to add more, but then you're used to adding. Maybe like if it says half teaspoon of rosemary, they're usually assuming dry unless they say fresh.
Right,
and you might
need
more like a teaspoon or 2 teaspoons or something of rosemary, because it's going to like the water is going to evaporate off and actually cook down quite a bit.
Mm-hmm.
But then again, something like rosemary is much more fragrant, has more of the resins in it when you have it fresh than when it's dry. You just do a smell test. And it depends on how fresh your herbs are. If you're just buying a bottled dry herb, you know, oregano, for example, off the store shelf, and it's been sitting in your cupboard for a couple of years and you aren't using it that much, it's probably not very potent at that point.
No. And actually, after a bit, it doesn't start to look like oregano
yeah.
anymore.
I mean, that's always a good
sign. Not
it's
looking
not...
like much of anything anymore.
Exactly.
Yeah, it's
exactly.
true, though. And we do, mm-hmm. you know, we do, well, I don't know, we do keep those herbs. We go out and we buy these big jars
exactly.
of them, right?
And then we don't really know what to do with them.
We don't know what to do with them.
So true.
We got the big bargain Costco parsley.
Yeah, exactly.
And so there you are.
I know, and parsley, dried parsley doesn't have much flavor to it.
It doesn't.
I
mean, and honestly, when you think
fantastic.
About it, and you know, it's so interesting what you say, because, you know, one of the things my grandma used to make is a fabulous, whenever we got sick,
mm-hmm.
it was a chicken soup.
Mm-hmm.
And it was always loaded with, I mean, handfuls of the of parsley, mm-hmm. not just a few, like mm-hmm. just green. It would be
like
all green and
bunches,
cook in
and
there.
Bunches, yeah.
yeah. And garlic.
Yeah.
And so, you
That's
know, there
fantastic.
Are a lot to. Yeah. So what are some of the herbs that people may not know a lot about?
Mm-hmm. Well, I definitely think that that turmeric is becoming more popular, so
yeah.
people are becoming more familiar with that. Ginger is a more popular one that people are more familiar with, right? But like, I just want to reiterate that the health benefits of both of those are very anti-inflammatory, and ginger really helps with circulation and digestion. And then one, I mean, the word herb is kind of confusing, but one herb that I like to mention always is burdock root.
Yeah, that's a good one, isn't it?
So you can get gobo, it's called, fresh.
Oh, right.
In like Asian markets, or like PCC has it in their produce department. And that is a herb that's very good for the liver, really supports the liver. And it's also high in inulin, which is a carbohydrate that supports good bacteria growth in the intestines. So that one's, and sunchokes are another one that contain a lot of inulin, good for the intestines. So Jerusalem artichoke or sunchoke. So the gobo I like to just chop up and throw in soups or cook and stir fries, that kind of thing. So that's one that probably not a lot of people are familiar with, burdock root, mm-hmm. gobo. Other ones that people might not be as familiar with, let's see. I like, so there's an herb called purslane. It's
I
herb
have not
slash
heard that
green,
one before.
I guess you could call it. It's a green food, but it's also very high in nutrients, very high in minerals. You'll find it in like, you know, sort of, what's the word, like gourmet supermarkets, that kind of thing. But it also grows wild. So if you know what it looks like, it's a very succulent green plant. It's really high in omega-3 fatty acids, which is awesome.
How is that possible with a plant?
Yeah, it just it has in the cell. Wow. The cells of the plant hold oils.
Wow.
Yeah, I know, huh? So it's high in essential fatty acids and also lots and lots of minerals like calcium and iron and things like that. So purslane's a nice one to like add to salads, add to stir fries, that kind of thing.
Do you carry that?
I don't because it's not good dry.
You would really want that one fresh. You have to get it fresh.
You have to know where to get it. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So that's an unusual one, but sorry to throw that out there if people aren't able to access that. But look for it. It's a cool one.
Just Google it.
Yeah, exactly. Right? or I've seen it at PCC. I've seen it, you know, like in the farmer's markets in the summer.
I'm going to try that. That's going to be my new thing to try.
Thank you. And I found it wild and I was so excited. So I harvested a lot of it. It's related to miner's lettuce, which grows here locally. And so you'll find like patches of miner's lettuce. And so speaking of local herbs, I like to always mention this time of year, especially that stinging nettle or nettle is actually a really fantastic herb.
Hold that thought for when we come back.
Okay.
Now,
we'll leave that as a little teaser.
Isn't the nettle thing that people, I mean, I have a friend that did something, picked some nettle, put it in her mouth and did something with it. And then said, well, if you don't do this right, it's poisonous.
Oh, well.
Is that true? Well, let's wait till we come back.
No, but it'll sting you if you don't deal with it correctly.
Yeah. You know what? She just wanted all the nettle for herself. That's what I think. Stay tuned. We'll be right back with the Dr. Pat Show. Talk radio to thrive by. Thank you, Natalie. We will get your information out. We have one more spot. Natalia. Yes. We have one more spot left. Voucher for any of the classes that Katya has. We'll be right back.
Imagine a chocolate so decadent that you'd never believe it could be good for you. Align your inner bliss with Mother Nature's magic. The power of cold-pressed cocoa by Shosai, the healthy chocolate. Shosai is everything you ever dreamed healthy should taste like. We combine unprocessed cocoa with acai and blueberry for an unbeatable high-oxidant powerhouse. Shosai, the healthy chocolate. Visit us at lifesaverchocolate.com or call 888-287-2011.
Holistic Medical Center is where you find it all. A healthy space with doctors who care, see, and listen to the whole you. Hi, this is Dr. Darvish. If you have not found an answer to your chronic symptoms, you will find answers here at Holistic Medical Center. Our doctors find the root cause of your symptoms and guide your body towards healing naturally. We transform lives from within. Visit us at drdarvish.com, drdarvish.com.
Grateful patients have been saying it for 25 years. When in pain, see Dr. Thane. Dr. Thane of Wellness One of Bellevue has been named one of the nation's top chiropractors by the Consumers Research Council of America, and for good reason. He has helped his patients recover their energy and vitality after car accidents, sports injuries, herniated discs, fatigue due to stress, the list goes on. The website is bellevue.wellnessone.net. When in pain, see Dr. Thane. That's bellevue.wellnessone.net.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat, and I want to share something amazing with you. If you're sick of information and ready for an extreme transformation, then check out world-renowned energy healer Ann Taylor at fasterquickerbetter.com. She's been creating miracles in tens of thousands of people's lives for over 16 years, and I'm one of those people. You too can easily do the same by simply listening to her recordings. If you want to miraculously eliminate fears, worries, and negative beliefs, then you owe it to yourself to purchase her amazing package, which includes over 50 pieces of healing work. Thanks to Anne's 60-day money-back guarantee, you have nothing to lose and everything to gain. Hurry over to FasterBetterQuicker.com and finally experience the quantum leap in consciousness that you truly deserve.
Hey, Mary, I haven't seen you in so long. You look so different. What happened to your glasses? Did you have surgery?
Whoa.
I never noticed how blue your eyes are.
No, I didn't have surgery, and I don't have to wear glasses anymore. I searched the internet, and I found a website. It's called BetterEyesightNow.com. It is the best thing I have ever done. There's a program called Regaining Your Vision Naturally. And, oh, by the way, it helps reduce stress. You should check it out. And you might be able to get rid of your glasses. Go to BetterEyesightNow.com.
Love, 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 love
Welcome back, everyone. Welcome back to the Dr. Pat Show, Talk Radio to Thrive By. Benny must have gotten a new CD from the 70s or something. 60s and 70s. Do you have, like, best of the 60s and 70s over there?
I don't have the best of, but I could look for something.
No, I'm
wish.
Just curious. These are, like, I'm just bringing me back to growing up, going to school at Christopher Columbus High School, having to take 3 subways and 2 buses.
Couldn't
there
tell
you.
You
go.
Just the day of the day.
And to do it without an iPod. Mm. Oh, my goodness. Hey, everybody. Katya Defani is joining us here today. Mm-hmm. And we are so thrilled to have her cooking with herbs from around the world to create a healthier you. And one of the things, Katya, before we jump in here, why don't you give out your website and your phone number
okay. So
people can find out more about the upcoming classes
Absolutely.
That you have.
So it's urbanwellness.net, H-E-R-B-A-N wellness.net. You can also go on the Dr. Pat Show website and find my information, I'm sure, if you're driving
Just
or whatever.
Just click away.
And then its phone number is 206-330-2171 and email is info@urbanwellness.net. So please, you can contact us any way you'd like. There's a little form on my website, too, you can fill out on the contact us page if you don't remember the email. And, you know, like all around the country, I send herbs, I send custom formulas. We do a lot of custom formulating and herbal blending. So if you have something specific you're looking for, we do a lot of that, which is my favorite thing to do, actually. And before we get launched into Nettle, which is where we left off, it looks like Natalia won a voucher to a class, which is awesome. I hope you'll come in soon. And she loves to add fresh basil leaves to her salads, which I think is so
great.
Wonderful. I really love
that. I've not done
that
before. Have you done it?
Yeah, I have. Like,
I
bought
basil.
The fresh basil and just ripped up the leaves and thrown them in with my other greens. And it's
wow.
just so nice. You're like eating your salad and you get this lovely, pungent bite of basil. Basil's really lovely and it's really good for digestion.
I got to say that it's right on the top of my, it's got to be up there as, mm-hmm. as like either in the top 3 of my mm-hmm. all-time favorite herbs.
Oh, yeah.
It's got to be.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
It's fantastic.
Thanks, Natalia. Good job.
Yeah. So there's the Italian basil that a lot of people are familiar with.
Right. But
then
there are other forms.
There's a lot of different basils, osimum species, basically. And so the Thai basil.
Yeah, Thai basil is kind of interesting. It's
yeah,
different than
it's got
the Italian
more of a,
basil.
More of a pungent, more of a spice
I think so
to it
too.
In a way. And it's related to holy basil. Sometimes Thai basil is holy basil. So you have to kind of look at the species. But that's one I use medicinally all the time. And I carry in my shop dry. I love people to make teas out of it. I love to use it in a lot of formulas because it's very balancing to the nervous system. Helps with anxiety and depression. It's uplifting. It's normalizing to the adrenal glands. It's gotten a whole lot of research on it as an antioxidant and anti-inflammatory. And one of the things that I thought was really cool when I was looking into holy basil recently is that it also helps protect against radiation exposure.
Oh, wow. I didn't know that.
Mm. So like people going through cancer treatments, of course, but we also get exposed to low level or high level of radiation on a daily basis. So I kind of liked that about holy basil. Holy basil is one of my favorite herbs anyway. So it's Osimum sanctum is its species name. And Osimum basilicum is the one you're probably the most familiar with, the Italian basil. So I love the basil of all, you know, ilks, basically. But I really like that suggestion of using basil
That's
and
great.
Salads.
Fresh thank you,
basil.
Natalia.
Yeah. So
what a
thank
beautiful
you.
Name, too.
Absolutely.
Do you love that name?
I do. It's lovely.
Yeah. All my siblings got great names. they really do. I'm Pat.
I was going to say, does that mean you don't like yours?
Now, wait. You've kind of shortened it up. But what's the original Italian version?
Patricia.
No. Patrizia. It doesn't have the hard the C in there?
It is. You're absolutely right.
All right.
Yeah, totally.
A little fancier.
Call me out right there. It is a bit
what
fancier.
What do you mean you called
you
out? That's what it is.
Yeah. And actually, a couple of days ago.
Legal name.
It was St. Patrick.
Wow.
That's funny.
I got my green on.
Speaking of.
Yes.
Let's go back to Nettle.
Well, let's
because
go back to
on
Nettle.
St. Patrick's Day, I went to a party where some friends made stinging nettle pesto. And I say stinging nettle because that's one of its common names. And also because if you come across it in the woods, in the wild, it does have these little hairs on it
yes.
that contain formic acid, which sting you, basically. So if you brush against them, they'll leave this like tingling, prickling
right.
sensation on your skin. Have you been stung?
Well, this is what I told you about my friend.
Yeah.
Like did
okay.
this thing by eating it and saying if you do it, you're
you
going
to
get poisoned.
You have to fold the leaf a certain way.
Right. Blah, blah.
You're not going to get poisoned by nettle. Nettle is just basically telling you that you have to use it with respect. I wear gloves when I harvest it, but it's basically like a dark leafy green, very, very high in nutrients.
Yeah. Very healing. High. Totally. Healing properties are supposed to be off the chart.
Oh, I sell more nettle than I think any other herb in my shop. Uh-huh. I absolutely adore this herb. It's such a tonic. Talk about that line between like food and medicine. It has a lot of medicinal properties, especially this time of year. It's an antihistamine, anti-inflammatory, and it's so mineralizing and alkalinizing. So it really helps balance out, you know, an over-acidic system, or if you tend to eat a lot of acidic foods. It can even help calm like acid reflux when you drink it as a tea. So basically, once you process it in any way, you know, like grind it up to make pesto, which is a great use of it. It's this vibrant green. When you do that, when you use it, you have to use it fresh for that, obviously. And you add garlic and whatever nut you like. And if you want to add cheese, you can. Like a traditional pesto, obviously, it doesn't have as much. Well, not obviously, if you haven't tried it. But nettle doesn't have as much flavor as basil, which is a classic pesto herb. But you dress it up, and it has so many nutrients.
People don't know that.
You put that on your bread.
People don't know that basil is a pesto herb.
Yeah? Oh, they don't?
No, well, not everybody does. I mean,
I thought that was just kind of the given.
No. Honestly, you know, I know folks that buy pesto, mm-hmm. and that's what they buy. Mm-hmm. But a lot of folks don't really understand that you could actually make your own.
Mm-hmm.
And
oh, yeah.
if you go buy it, like pesto stuff, it's like $10.
Yeah.
But if you make your own, it's like $2.
Yeah. Especially if you grow your own basil, or you buy it at the farmer's market in big bags.
Okay, great. Now, look, we've got Renee.
Yeah,
so Renee from Bellevue.
Second class. Fantastic.
Okay, so let's talk about what she loves. Two of my
she
favorite herbs
oregano.
Coming to the top.
I know, huh? They're probably some Italian heritage there or something.
I think my Italian's rubbing off on them.
So oregano is also like used medicinally, is a powerful antibacterial and immune support and very antiparasitic. So that's a fantastic herb. You have to take it in more concentrated amounts than you would in cooking
oregano.
For those effects.
Mm-hmm.
But oregano is really fantastic, and it's good to use in a, you know, in your food because of its protective properties, its antimicrobial, antibacterial, antiviral properties. So.
Don't you think oregano is one of those herbs? Okay, so see if this is true. There are a lot of herbs you can get fresh and a lot you can get dried.
Mm-hmm.
It seems like oregano is one of those herbs that if you get it dry, it really holds its punch.
It does. Absolutely.
You know, some of them don't.
Yeah. No,
but
it's
something
very
about
true.
Oregano.
You open up a
like,
container of oregano, it's like, oof, you really smell all those
exactly.
oils.
Exactly. Put it on your pizza.
Yeah,
okay, your
exactly.
All right, your gluten-free pizza. There you go.
Exactly. Why not? You still get the flavor of oregano. That's what we like.
Yeah. Thanks, Renee. Very good.
Yeah, that's awesome.
That's good. Oh, I wonder if they're going to take the class together.
I don't know, maybe.
I don't know.
They called in quite a bit apart, so I don't know if they know each other.
All right,
but
good.
Who knows?
Yeah.
But so nettle, again, can be used in place of other greens. So I've seen nettle spanakopita made, you know, instead of spinach in the spanakopita, which, you know, anything with phyllo dough is delicious. So can't
right.
go wrong there. And lasagna, you know, you can grind it up basically and like layer it in with your lasagna, other stuff, and then you're getting the nutrients. My
wow.
favorite way really to use nettle is just to make an infusion. So using that word infused, I love to take the fresh nettle, pour hot water over it at night in a big pot, and then I let it steep overnight and it turns this like almost black green. And I love to just drink that through the day.
You turned me on to the whole infusion thing. I'm
yeah.
so totally hooked now.
Yeah.
And actually, it's interesting because I, you know, I get my, you know, office thing cleaned. You know, Vicky
like
comes,
infuser.
Cleans it, cleans my place, mm-hmm. right, every other Friday. And I would come home and my infused concoction would be gone. I know. And I finally thought, okay, they're drinking it. You know, folks in the office are drinking it. No, because of the way it looked, it was getting thrown out. So now I have to put like, do not touch this, even yeah. though it looks, it doesn't, maybe things floating around. I love the whole infusion
yeah.
thing. And one of the things you also talked about was that these herbs, we can come up with our own sort of concoction here,
mm-hmm.
right? So do you have any combination recommendations?
Oh, well, I absolutely adore nettle and peppermint or spearmint, some sort of mint with it, especially as we get into summer. But this time of year, like the more nettle you can drink, the better if you tend to have seasonal allergies. And it's also a good kidney tonic
really?
And diuretic. So adding things like lemon balm, which is calming to the nervous system and relaxing. Adding things like mint, which is refreshing and uplifting and kind of gives you a natural lift without caffeine. Adding holy basil in with your nettle is really nice because then you get that adrenal effect with the nettle. So there's a lot of combinations that are really fantastic. But I wanted to go into this direction a little bit. So
go
we were talking
it.
About a couple of things in break. So we were talking about the use of fennel, but then we were also talking about infusing, and not just in water. So what we're talking about is an infusion, a water extract of herbs. So basically a quote-unquote tea that you think of, but a longer steep
than
you would think
of. And it stays overnight.
Exactly.
You don't have to drink
hours,
it hot either.
Yeah, and you just like drink at room temperature, drink it cold. But you can also infuse herbs into lots of things, and we see these out and about all the time, but it's really easy to do. Infusing them in vinegars, infusing them into olive oil.
Right.
Those are just some fantastic ways to add herbs into your diet, right? Especially if you're eating salads, especially if you're sauteing things, especially if you're making preparations of any kind, like breads and things like that, where you can add some oils in there. And so then you can infuse all these things. And vinegar is actually a really great way to infuse mineral-rich herbs like nettle, like purslane, like things like I wanted to mention celery seed, turmeric, because it extracts the minerals vinegar does. So like if you're using like a really nice true apple cider vinegar and extracting your garlic, extracting your horseradish.
Great.
I mean, you can make some really like they call it like fire vinegar waters, you know?
Yeah, I know, it's really good.
With like
good.
Horseradish and garlic and all these things, and you take it when you feel a cold coming on, or you take it when you're congested or you have a cough. Those are just like amazing. But you can also do things that are just like really mild tasting that you put on your salads with things like dandelion leaf, which is also very nutritive, really good diuretic and kidney tonic. Dandelion root is really good for the liver. And then you just like infuse all those in this vinegar and strain out the herbs after a while, and you have all that mineral in the vinegar. So that's a really nice way to do it. And the oils are really nice. I teach a lot of classes on how to use those infused oils topically. You can infuse a lot of herbs in for topical use. And actually, talking about oregano, talking about thyme, very antifungal also.
Right.
So you can infuse
it's
those
really
into
good
oils.
For Seattle.
Exactly.
Really
and use
good
them
for
on the
Seattle.
Feet and use them like on the nails and things like that, and have the antifungal properties from it as well. So infusing things is a really fun thing to learn how to do. People infuse chocolates with things like rose petals and lavender and so, I mean, really, you can get as creative as you want. One of the vinegars that I carry from a local herbalist is lavender fig vanilla balsamic. Oh, my gosh. It's just to die for. The fig just adds that softness and a little bit of lavender. So, really, you buy your balsamic vinegar, a good balsamic vinegar, and you cover, you know, chopped figs and lavender with it for, you know, she's got her own recipe. I'm sure you're using very little lavender, just enough to add a hint. But then you infuse that for maybe several days to a couple of weeks and then strain it out.
Well, let me ask you a couple. I got a couple of questions that came in here. Pesto, don't know what to use it for. That's a great question.
Oh, that is a great question.
You know, so let's describe pesto really quickly. So, and then I could tell them a few recipes right here.
Yeah, you can share some. I have some ideas.
Oh, my
absolutely.
Gosh. What don't you use it for?
I know. You got to get a little creative, right?
Yeah.
So it's basically a puree of herbs and whatever you want to add in there for flavoring. So usually garlic,
usually some sort
of pine nut or walnut or sunflower seeds. I mean, really like whatever kind of seeds or nuts you want to use. Blended with the herb, so nettle or traditionally basil, or I've definitely seen some like parsley pestos, that kind of thing, cilantro pestos. And then often there's some kind of cheese. I don't know if you ever use the like Parmesan cheese.
I add the cheese later.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, definitely.
So an oil. Usually there's some sort of like olive oil, and that's where you could use an infused oil at that point.
Exactly.
And then you have this spread, basically. So you can put it on bread and crackers, which is pretty much what the most people know, right?
Right.
But you can also, it's a great layer on sandwiches. It's a great thing to mix into like a warm rice or quinoa bowl. You know, like if you're going to do veggies and steam veggies and put some pesto in there for flavor and mix it in.
Don't forget on pasta.
There you go. Pasta is the classic. Absolutely. So you make some really wonderful, you know, pasta, whether it's ravioli or linguine or whatever.
Delicious.
Spaghetti noodles.
Oh
and
God.
Then you just toss the pesto with it. And what other suggestions do you have?
Well, I think that those are, for the most part, you know, the way that we grew up. Definitely through that, but also in eggs.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
You know,
that's really yummy.
You know, when you grow up in an Italian grandma, mm-hmm. everything that gets cooked has something like this in it. You never get like an egg or, you know, scrambled eggs. I didn't even know scrambled eggs weren't green until I was, you know, older because of what they put in them.
Yeah.
You know,
this
it's fascinating.
Green eggs and ham was like, oh, of course eggs are green.
Yeah, exactly. but, you know, part of this is really looking at how to combine these herbs and do whatever you want. Now, one of the questions that I had that I don't want to forget to ask it is about vinegar.
Mm-hmm.
And the question is, use vinegar for foot bath.
Mm-hmm.
What herbs should I add to make the detox stronger?
Oh, okay.
I use vinegar for foot baths too. Absolutely. I love it. I don't know why.
Well,
but
it's cooling.
There's herbs
and it's cooling and it has the antibacterial certain properties, balancing.
Okay.
So I would definitely do any of those sort of like liver, kidney herbs tend to be good in foot baths. So nettle, dandelion is really nice. Burdock, I really like. I mentioned burdock to cook with, but you could put burdock in there. A lot of the circulatory herbs are good, like rosemary, ginger, because they're drawing circulation and blood flow through the body.
Okay.
So that's going to help get rid of toxins.
Does the antifungal effect. Okay. Do they need to have the vinegar hot or can it be infused? So look, everybody's using
it. It'd be great to do an infused vinegar
and then pour that
into your hot foot bath if you're doing a hot one. If it's summer and you want a cooling foot bath, then you could do that or room temperature or whatever. But you could also infuse the herbs in water, you know, like a strong tea and pour that into your foot bath along with the vinegar. So it kind of depends. But again, the vinegar will draw out more of the minerals. So that's a nice way to.
Do you have favorite herb?
Do I have a favorite herb? I get asked this quite a bit lately, and if I had to pick, I love so many herbs. I know you do. I do. I mean, that's my thing, right? But if I had to pick, it'd be nettle. It'd be nettle. I use it like all the time for myself. I drink it like it's, you know, water because it's so mineralizing and so nourishing. I've used it for so long. It's in practically all my tea blends.
Okay. Well, we've got another question for you.
Mm-hmm.
This is a good question.
Oh, yeah.
Let's read the question.
So we had caller Brad who heard that there was an herb that helps thicken hair growth. So nettle, believe it or not, is the classic like herb for hair growth in this part of the world because it's so mineralizing and so rich and nourishing. And actually, like drinking nettle tea or eating it a lot, but also using it as a hair rinse. It's really like and working it through your hair.
Okay.
So making an infusion, making a tea.
Right.
And then rinsing it through the hair and like massaging it into the scalp and the hair, it totally makes your hair more healthy over time. Horsetail is a nice one to add in with nettle. And that sounds so weird. I've had actually people ask me if it's real horsetail, you know, like I don't use animals, you know, I just use herbs. It's called horsetail, but it's really high in silica. And you may have heard like silica is really good for healthy hair, skin and nails. And then topically things like rosemary, you know, on the scalp to promote hair growth because it's a circulatory stimulant and it actually kind of like, stimulates the hair follicle. So rosemary, tea tree, lavender have been used like classically.
So Brad, you need to call Katia and come in
absolutely.
And have her whip something up for you. Because that's actually what I do.
Yeah.
You know, it's just
Let's
as easy to go into her shop and just get it whipped up for you. You get the whole thing.
There you go. And I can
you.
Send it wherever you
exactly.
are. So if you're
it
in the area, great. But if you're not, no problem.
Yeah.
So I'm downtown Kirkland, 103 Lake Street South. You can check all my information on my website, urbanwellness.net, H-E-R-B-A-N, urbanwellness.net. You can email me info@urbanwellness.net and you can call 206-330-2171.
Give that
phone number
again.
I love to make custom formulas. We can either do a topical oil with essential oils that you work into your scalp. We can do a hair rinse. We can do internal treatments. I mean, just all sorts of things. So 206-330-2171 is the number.
I didn't think about that. That's a great idea.
Oh, there's so many.
Like,
yeah. And I'd like to actually teach a class eventually on like natural hair care, just generally like how you can like do oil treatments and really infuse the hair with nourishing oils, but also topical scalp treatments. And because people get psoriasis of the scalp.
Yes.
They get, you know, dandruff obviously is a problem for people like losing hair, you know, that kind of thing. There's a lot of things internally you can do to support the body systems, balancing adrenals and hormones and stuff like that, which often has to do with hair loss. It kind of depends on what the origin is, but really, like, we don't get enough minerals in our culture. I think I may have said that like almost every class or every talk with you because we just don't get enough.
No.
And so a lot of times I think these little things we see in our body, like, you know, thinning hair and like lower energy and stuff like that are because we're actually not getting enough nutrition to really meet these needs. And it catches up with us over time. So the more you can really amp up your nutritional status. So greens, greens, greens. So if it's a nettle infusion, that's sometimes a really easy way for people to get in greens, juicing, you know, juicing the greens, all the like kales and chards and, you know, all the wonderful collard greens and purslane. And I love to throw cilantro and celery in there. I love to throw, we talked about fennel. I love to throw
fennel bulb
in my juicer. And fennel is really good for promoting digestion.
Fennel seeds, though. I mean, fennel seeds are one of these things that I learned how to roast them. I didn't know you had to roast fennel seeds.
You don't have to.
You don't, but isn't that interesting?
It releases a lot of the flavors.
Is that why we do that?
So what did you... What did you do with it? We grew up learning about that. Yeah,
but,
it releases
a lot
of the flavor.
We also learned the same about celery seed, and nobody really talks about that much.
I know, and I wanted to mention celery seed. I'm glad you brought it around because celery seed actually is one of the few like remedies I know of for gout, which is a uric acid crystal buildup in usually the big toe joint. Very painful, kind of like an arthritic type thing. Very diet related a lot of times, high protein intake, high refined foods kind of thing. But regardless, like it's very painful. And celery seed seems to really help because it helps with fluid movement through the joint and break up the uric acid crystals. So that's a good one if you tend toward that. But also just arthritic conditions in general, celery seed can
Well, you can infuse it too.
Exactly.
I mean, you don't have to roast it. No. I call it roasting. Is it? It's
toasting.
Pan roasting, toasting, pan. Yeah. But you can take the celery seed and infuse it.
Exactly.
You can do that with other herbs and
it's
just drink
it. It's very kind of salty and celery tasting. But yeah, you can infuse it with other herbs. It all depends on, you know, how well you do at taking things, what form.
Exactly.
Sometimes I'll do a tincture, the liquid extract of celery, because people are more likely to do that than make an infusion and drink like cups of it.
I make an infusion and I sweeten it with Truvia.
There you go.
Not a lot, but it's just a little bit, take the edge off.
Totally.
You got to take the edge off.
There's a lot of things you can do with
that. You know, if truth be told, we grew up, and the only conditioner we ever used on our hair was olive oil. Truth be told.
Yeah.
Now it costs you $8.99 to get anything for your hair with olive oil. Katya, what a great show. Thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Give
and again, if anyone
number.
Needs to contact me or wants custom things done, 206-330-2171, urbanwellness.net.
And then
a pleasure
go
to
your
to
website, though, and look up all the classes because they're
Absolutely.
Great.
Absolutely, yeah.
All right. Awesome, everybody. We're going to take a short break. We'll be right back with the Dr. Pat Show. Hey everyone, you're listening to Transformation Talk Radio. Don't touch that dial. We'll be beginning a brand new show at the top of the hour with one of our amazing hosts, Transformation Talk Radio. Talk radio to change the world.
Holistic Medical Center is where you find it all. A healthy space with doctors who care, see, and listen to the whole you. Hi, this is Dr. Darvish. If you have not found an answer to your chronic symptoms, you will find answers here at Holistic Medical Center. Our doctors find the root cause of your symptoms and guide your body towards healing naturally. We transform lives from within. Visit drdarvish.com or call 425-451-0404.
Is in and she's ready to see you now.
Licensed psychotherapist Kathy DeBono is bringing her practice to the airwaves of talk radio, offering her unique brand of intuitive advice. Therapy has never been such a good time.
From self-discovery to relationships, communication to coming out.
Kathy's compassion runs deep, but her tough love will help you bang down the doors to your authentic self. Tune in, listen, learn, and laugh. Traditional therapy is out, but Kathy is in. The Kathy DeBono Show, every Tuesday at noon, Pacific Standard Time.
Hi, Katya here from Urban Wellness, your local herb shop, with your herbal tip of the week. Mushrooms. Worth paying attention to, traditional use as well as modern research has shown that many mushrooms can enhance immune health and boast an array of other useful properties. These include anti-cancer and anti-tumor effects. Add medicinally valuable mushrooms such as shiitake, maitake, and reishi to soups, rice, beans, and other foods, or take in liquid extract form or powdered in capsules. Thanks for tuning in to my herbal tip of the week. Come see us at 103 Lake Street South in Kirkland, Washington, or online at urbanwellness.net.
Have you asked your dentist about periodontal disease? 3 out of 4 adults in Seattle unknowingly suffer from this painless but progressive infection caused by bacterial plaque. If not carefully treated, these bacteria can infect your gums, deteriorating the tissue and causing tooth loss. At Pacific Northwest Periodontics and Implant Dentistry, we offer a different kind of patient experience, providing the highest level of perio care within a relaxing environment. After a thorough examination, our doctors will take the time to understand your needs, address your concerns, and review a variety of treatment options with you. Our goal is to work with you to ensure the integrity of your dental health. Don't allow periodontal disease to take your teeth. Call Pacific Northwest Periodontics at 206-575-1086 to schedule an appointment. Or to learn more about periodontics, visit us online at pnwperio.com.
Saskia Rowell, the international soul guide who has followed her soul from Hong Kong and Africa to America. Saskia cracks open the lives of her clients and brings their soul's purpose to life. Are you stuck in a life that doesn't work? Go to yoursoulguidance.com for your 21-day roadmap to the life you secretly dream about, absolutely free. Discover surprising truths about your soulmate, talents, blocks, and more. Now is the time. Go to yoursoulguidance.com.